Thank you for calling our staff Fiverr. My name is Franny. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Chris Podolsky, and I'm a Warwick telephone customer down in Warwick. I'm in the town of Warwick on Pulaski Highway, and recently calling and going to be you guys are selling fiber, so I'm looking to my setup to switch. I handle my mom's account as well. Mom's dementia, and I have power of attorney to handle her account. To switch our accounts to from Optimum for internet to you guys, and then change our phones to be on the fiber, and that way, you know, reduce the cost of it. We have landlines, but I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When the internet, when Warwick Telephone first established internet, my wife beta tested for it. We were one of the first people in the area that had internet, and then the email address. And we beta tested the email on the internet, and I stuck with you for a long time until your DSL was just too slow. And finally, about 6 years ago, my son was a gator, couldn't take it, and we had to switch over to Optimum. And I'm looking to switch back, but the person I spoke to today said that two things concern me. One is she said that you guys were getting rid of the email because I had a question whether or not my I get charged $8 for the continued having the email address. And my question was, well, I continue to be charged anymore since I'm coming back to free for internet. And the person said that you guys are ending email service. And I just want to confirm, see if that's true or not. That's going to be a hell of a thing for me if you do that, because I've had that email address for about 30 years. And I got 30 years of contacts, 30 years of business, you know, accounts, or, you know, anything that's worth, it's registered on that email address. And to lose that, it's going to be, pardon my language, it's going to be a fucking nightmare. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, 30 years worth of content with that. So I want to find out if that's really true. And if so, if I could talk to you to try and get you not to do that, that's going to be horrible.
So let me, I would like to, I would need to escalate and ask to confirm if that's if they're really getting rid of the email. I'm not sure of the information, but I can confirm that for you. Let me ask for one more.
That was one issue. Then the other issue real quick was, on Friday you had some kind of internet outage. And again, I don't have internet service here, but I had the email with you. My email is out. And it wasn't fixed until Saturday. Mm-hmm. But it was bad. I called and I was on hold for hours. Never spoke to anyone. I was on hold for about 2 hours, 3 hours, I think, on a couple different occasions total. And eventually the next morning, around, 9 or 10 o'clock, you had an announcement at the beginning of your voicemail saying, we realize there's an outage, we're working on it. But it's like, is that going to be the customer service? the technical support? Because that's the technical level of technical support. That's not good. That you don't, for all its faults, and Optimum has many, I call them up for technical service. I get somebody, I get a human on the phone pretty quick. And that's disconcerting that, I could call for hours and there's no response. And then the message, they would say, well, we can't, we'll call you back. And then if we don't call you back, call tomorrow. that's not good.
Yes, I completely understand your concerns. So Friday, we did have some on the line, I believe until 7 o'clock. But then the next, we now have Saturdays and Sunday representatives as well. I'm not sure why the call was not responded back. Did you call before 7 p.m.?
Yeah, I called before 7 p.m. I was on hold. I was on hold for, 2 hours. I went grocery shopping. I can see if I can pull up my call log. I'll take a look here and I can tell you. That was on Friday. Hang on, let me see here. Let's see. Looking here. So at one point, let's see, I called 5:55. I called. Let's see. I'm looking here. I called. First, it was busy over and over and over again. 5:30, 5:40, 5:45. It was busy, 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 busy. And then man. I called in. I was on hold 3:25 for 41 minutes. I never spoke to anyone, I don't think. Man, on hold 5:13 for 22 minutes. And then, like I said, I called multiple times, never connected with someone. Then I called again, hold 7 minutes, hold for, let's see, that's the next one. And then one of the times I was on hold for a very long time. I mean, yeah, at 5:57 I called. I was on hold for 46 minutes. Not good. But my first major concern is the emails. If you get rid of that, that's, you know, that's devastating. Mm-hmm. 30 years. I mean, 30 years I've had that email address. 30 years. It's a long time.
No, I completely understand. I'm escalating that question right now just to, if somebody can confirm that for me. Just kidding.
I was kind of excited when you guys were putting in the fiber, you know, because I saw it in front of my house, you know, they were running the lines, and I was like, wow, you know, I was happy. I mean, I'm not thrilled with having Optum, to be honest with you, but, you know, I was like, this is great and stuff like that. But then to find this out, that's a kick in the groin. I mean, I'm not going to have any loyalty for you guys. If that's what you do, I mean, I'm going to extend you the same loyalty that you're extending out to your customers by doing that. Does that make sense?
Yes, no, I completely understand. In the meantime, so you are interested in switching to fiber. Would you like me
I've already called, made a thing. It's all, you know, I've gotten, you know, I'm on the list and stuff like that. And once it's active, mm-hmm. they're going to call me to set to do the installation. So I'm all set for that, both for myself and my mom.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So I'm just waiting to see, because I have not heard that they'll be getting rid of, you know, that email. Because on my side, we take phone calls for WBT once their lines are busy, so we don't have really that information. If you spoke to somebody on that side and gave you that information,
no, someone was someone on Archtop. You got to answer, Eddie. I can't answer that. Can you hold for 1 second? I just got to answer this phone. You got it. Okay.
Okay.
No, it was someone on Archtop. It wasn't someone. I don't think it was BT, WBT. I think it was, but it was, you know. But it was regarding Archtop doing this. It wasn't regarding WBT. It was regarding you guys doing it.
Okay. I'm just waiting for a response.
Okay.
But I know I completely understand. I have my Gmail account for years, and I cannot imagine if they'll ever get rid of it. I've lost a lot of stuff, a lot of information.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, again, it'd be one thing if it's like you're talking, if you're talking, 4 years, 5 years, so again, I've had that email address. I've been using it 30 years. And again, it's not just like, I do lobbying in Capitol Hill. I have congressional offices I work with. I'm going to have to, every single one of them to try and get a hold of and get them to recognize the switch. But it's not just that. It's every business. That, you know, like my account, the home seed, all the seed companies and stuff like that, they're all associated with that email address.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? I'm screwed.
Yes, let me see. Yes.
It could be a liner. Jeez, I can't. It's devastating.
Mm-hmm. No, it's completely understandable. I just hope that they can give me some answers right now, soon.
If your supervisor could call me back soon, I would appreciate that. If you want to do, I don't need, I'd like to talk to the supervisor about it, obviously. So if you could pass this up and say, you know, if the supervisor could return the call, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, I really, yes, I will pass this message along. Let me just make sure that you're calling from the 2600. Is that the best number to contact you back?
Yes, the 845-772-2600.
Okay, Christopher, and last name, Kastner.
Pavelski, P-A-W-E-L-S-K-I, P-A-W-E-L-S-K-I.
P-L-W-E-K?
P-A-W. E-L-S-K-I.
S-K-I. Okay. All right. We'll pass this information along. P-A-W-E-L-S-K-I. Yes.
K-I. Correct. If someone can return my, you know, supervisor return my call to talk about it, I'd really appreciate it. I mean, it's, if that happens, man, I'm screwed. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I – Chili Gas, Orange and Rock Utility, Nexamp, Sunovo, my loan is through – my solar. I mean, you know, I mean, all these businesses have my EP email address.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? Home Seed, Victory Seed, Johnny Seed, Truly Seed. All these, you know, companies I order from, that they even have that email address. And then you're just going to end it. And that's it. Well, what do I do? I can't just, you know, I can't sit down and comb through thousands upon thousands of emails and whatever like that, and lists and stuff like that to try and, you know, each one to set up different something. I got to change if it's a thing, a website, I got to change the password along with the email address. You know what I mean? I mean, you're talking, I said 30 years, man, 30 years I've had that.
Yes,
One second, Joe, we'll go.
Okay. No, I would. Yes, I know that you gotta go, but I will send that this information right now. They did respond that they are eventually going to discontinue it. But I would request for the supervisor call back for you. I know that you really want to speak to one of the supervisors.
Yes, please. So someone confirmed it.
Because someone confirmed it. Yes.
Oh, that's terrible. I mean, that's just absolutely terrible. Yeah, someone could, you know, return my call, I'd really appreciate it.
All right. Yes, we'll do, Mr. Polanski. Anything else I can assist you with today before we go?
Nope.
Okay.
You know, my third thing is, you guys are a terrible company, and I'm dreading doing business with you, and it's only going to be as long as until Optimum puts fiber back and puts in the cells, and then I'm going to leave you faster and shit out of goose. So I want to talk to someone first. I hope I can, you know, find out what's going on.
Yes, definitely, Mr. Polanski. Yes, thank you so much. And I'm going to forward this right now. Thank you so much for calling Rochester Fiber. I'll get this out so they can call you back today.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.